Welcome to Section 9, where we talk about IT and information security. I'm Damian Hull.
And I'm Dorothy.
And today we're going to talk about building a network from the ground up. And I think this is something we may have talked about in the past, but never really had a chance to actually go do this. But this is going to be simple. And we're going to do this in our VMware environment. So there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve there, because some of the stuff you do in the physical world is a little different than when you do it in the virtual world. But still, it's going to be pretty similar. So we're going to have, again, a very simple network. There's going to be a firewall. There's going to be a server. We're going to have workstations. And it's going to be a Windows environment. And then we need to say, can we do this? Like, you know, one of the things that I think is really important for us to be able to do is if we're going to have a show like this, we're going to talk about IT, we're going to talk about, security. I think it's really important for us to show that we know how to put a network together, that we can say, hey, I know how to do the firewall piece at least a little bit. I know how to do the server piece at least a little bit. I know how to manage things like Windows 10, Windows 11. Those are things I think we need to be able to do. And I can do that a little bit. But when it comes to the Windows side of things, I don't necessarily, that's not my strong point. The firewall piece is more my thing. The network piece is more my thing. I can do a Server 2019 domain controller, but I want to be able to add extra bits to that. So if we start off with this, where we have a simple network, then we can start tacking on other things to it. We can tack on things like the Elk stack, and we can do Sysmon, and we can do better log analysis. We can do Security Onion, and we can add bunches of stuff to the network and grow from that simple network to something fancier. And then I also want to make sure that we're documenting this process, because I want to be able to take some of this and share that with people. So if anybody else wants to build a network with Server 2019, make it a domain controller, have a firewall, have Windows 11, Windows 10, join them to the domain, have users, and have kind of like a small business environment, they can use our documentation for that. But we don't have any because we've never documented that before. Now, when we talk about projects like this, where do we start? So we have a planning phase, we have our project management process. And again, in the beginning, there's a planning phase. We want to look at things like system requirements, the network documentation, and a lot of this needs to be done way in advance. Now, this is a project where we don't have too many unknowns. The unknowns are going to be part of VMware, where there may be some VMware issues we run into, because it's not the same thing as the physical world. They're very similar. You're going to have similar devices in there. But then the question is, well, how do I do it inside of VMware? And while I've done a lot with VMware, it was a learning process for me, and I'm self-taught for a lot of the things we're doing with VMware. So there may be some issues there where we have to do some homework on how to set up maybe a switch or maybe certain things we want to do within VMware, and we don't have that documented yet. So those are some things we might run into, but overall, we shouldn't have too many unknowns. I've seen all this before, nothing new to me. The big thing, again, is going to be documenting all of this so that we can share this with other people. And then we also have Active Directory. So again, we're going to be doing a domain controller. You're going to have user accounts in there. We want a DHCP server on that domain controller. So there's going to be some things in here where we have to begin to manage user accounts, manage the domain controller settings. You want to have your DHCP pool managed. In other words, you're going to document all of this stuff. So that's another side to this that I want to be able to understand. You know, how do I document all this information? And then, of course, we're going to do Windows 10 and 11. We have our system requirements. Windows 11 has to have the TPM. We have to have that process documented for deploying a Windows 11 VM with a TPM. And in our case, at least in my experience, the TPM has to be added after you set up the VM. So it can't be done during the build process. Once the VM is built, you got to go to the VM settings, and then you can add in the TPM. And it works just fine. And again, we have VMware issues we're going to have to document. And let's see here, where's my list of things that we're going to have to do? There are going to be a few moving parts to this that I think we have to pay attention to. Can we manage this project well? How well is it going to be managed? That's something that I think is going to be okay because I've seen a lot of this stuff before, but I want to see how our project management process can help us with this and how well that functions. And then we also want to make sure that we're documenting everything so that when we get ready to share this with others, do we have enough information for somebody to start at step one and go through the whole process of building this themselves? That's another whole, you know, like it's not just documentation for us, it's documentation for people we don't even know.
Well, true. I mean, you know, one of the things that you run into in a lot of IT businesses is that some of them don't even have a network diagram, or they may not even know where their devices are, or they don't have a good naming strategy for their devices. So whenever something happens, they use a lot of manpower trying to, you know, find a device somewhere in the network. And then by the time they find it, they spend a lot of the money into doing that, the research and the pre-prep, instead of just using those resources to actually get the problem resolved.
Yeah, and when we look at this project, I think you and I can probably do all of this in a day or in an afternoon, but that doesn't account for things like proper documentation. It doesn't account for making sure enough information is documented so that when we share this with others, that step-by-step process is there. That's a whole different situation.
Well, and another thing that we didn't do in the past when we were thinking that we're documenting everything, you know, one of the things is that you documented, you have a standard of how you want your workstations to be configured with whatever apps, and then, you know, you can have in VMware an image or what have you to deploy those. Those were some of the things we never documented, you know, creating the image as well as what does it take to deploy it if something happens to the network. I mean, you know, if you're working, offering your, let's say, consult services to someone and say, hey, they tell you, these are my business requirements, this is what I need, can you build me a network? And then you sit down and you go, okay, what am I going to need? Well, they need internet, they need email, they need this, they need that, they need a printer. And, you know, you sit down, you do the diagram, and then you start saying, okay, you know, how do I want to do this? And what is the standard for this kind of business? I mean, you offer that kind of a package to somebody to where anybody, any IT crew that they may help or they may hire, you'd be helping them into not just only putting the network together, but actually, if something happens, being able to put things back together.
Yeah, and we're going to start off small again. So all we want to have in this particular case is the firewall, the server 2019 domain controller, Windows 10, Windows 11, that's it. We're not going to get fancy. Fancy comes later. Because the real question is, can we put this together? Can we document it all? Can we share this information in a way that makes sense? That's hard to do. And a lot of times people don't realize that the documentation piece oftentimes is harder to do.
Yeah, and I'm putting it together without documenting it, yeah.
Exactly. So there's a lot that's going to go into the documentation side. Like I said, I might be able to put this together in an afternoon, but that doesn't include documentation. So one of the things that you and I are going to have to do is I may run through this first and get some of the little bits and pieces figured out so that when you and I sit down again and we do this, the one thing I want you to be able to do is say to yourself, I understand a little bit about the firewall. I understand a little bit about the server. I understand a little bit about the workstation. I can put all of this together. So there's network engineering, there's server administration, there's desktop support you have to do.
But there's also that same problem that we run into anytime you try to study IT, from every book to every set of documentation, manual, and what have you. You are experienced in a way to where you will be omitting certain aspects or certain steps when you're putting the network together because you know them inside out. For me, it would be like, I need every single step to be able to put this together. So when people assume that, yeah, I understand that you can put it together in one afternoon, but when you document it, are you going to document it in a way to where there are going to be certain steps that you're assuming I may know. I mean, and you know me well enough to know what I know, but when you're trying to share this information with other people, you can't necessarily assume, like a lot of the books and a lot of the things out there assume, that people are going to know every step of that, because they may miss that one thing that to you makes total sense and is a no-brainer because you have the experience.
Yeah, and those are things that we're going to have to pay attention to as we put this thing together. Mm. And you're going to be doing things that you haven't done yet. We talked about them in the past, but you haven't done them yet. So learning how to use things like Visio, learning how to do proper documentation with screenshots, we're going to have that in there. We may even do some videos to get this thing to where we want it to be in terms of how do we do certain things. Sometimes a video is better than nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so if we just have text, well, sometimes it's hard to understand, you know, because you have to write, click here, do this, do that. And sometimes
You can show it and actually show.
Exactly. So you might have a picture in there. You might do a short video on how to do certain things. We might add that to our YouTube channel. We do have a YouTube channel. We almost never use it. But those are things we're going to have to take a look at. And it's going to be interesting because I think for you, this is going to be a longer project because you're going to want to go back over certain things. We may whip through it quickly so you can kind of see how things are done. But this is your building block because once you have this in place, again, you can start looking at things like group policy because you have a domain environment with which you can learn how to do that. You wanted to look at how to manage things with PowerShell. I have a whole book on doing things with PowerShell and for administrators. It's not going to teach you all the ins and outs of PowerShell. It just has certain commands and things you can do to help you manage things within a domain environment.
Well, and with my Windows Server videos that you're having me watch, I'm basically compiling a list of PowerShell commands that will do certain things that would make things easier when it comes to.
And the thing that I think is going to also help too is that once you get this lab built out and you do it two or three times, because you're going to have to build it more than once, I want you to go through that process and kind of, because one of the things that's going to be interesting here is that when you do your documentation, do it three or four times.
Well, and that's the thing. That's what I was exactly what I was telling you about. We do it. I totally understand it while we're doing it. And then you like wipe it out. Okay, now you do it. And when I start to do that, that's where I start finding out, wait a minute, there was a step in here. What was that? In your mind, you already know that step. Me, I'm going to have to do the research for it because to me, I didn't have enough experience to know that that was a no-brainer, let's say. So, and one of those things, when you had me do that with Server a few years back when we were doing the chaotic projects, you know, one of the things that really helped is that I ended up doing the same Server project about three or four times. And the more that you do it, the more that I was able to add to the instructions in a way that for me, I would be able to do certain things that, you know, because I documented it and I did it enough times to know what was missing and to try to figure out what I, you know, what I didn't know.
Yeah. So again, we're going to be doing a firewall. We're going to have a subnet in there for network addresses. We're going to have a Server 2019 domain controller. We're going to do Windows 10, Windows 11. And it's going to represent kind of like a small business environment. Nothing overly complicated, nothing too fancy. But for us, the hard part is going to be making sure we get the right documentation done so that when we share this with others, you know, if you've never done this before, you kind of have an idea of how to put these things together.
And it would be a good basic to then when you decide to do fancy and expand it, you'd be able to do that. But, you know, even a little basic network with very little complications is still a huge task.
It is. But I think that's it for now. If you have any comments or questions, you can send us an email at support@section9.us. If you want to take a look at our show notes, they'll be on the website. And if you haven't subscribed to our show, please do so. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.